They were all bundled up in their winter coats and hats and gloves, even baby Molly, who was zipped up in some kind of thing that looked like a sleeping bag. A snowsuit, maybe that was it. A pretty little pink snowsuit with a cap to match. And Sally Mae was wearing a furry hat. As they came down the sidewalk, actually you couldn't see the sidewalk because it was covered with snow. As they came down the invisible sidewalk, Loper said, "Hun, I'm not comfortable sending you off to town on these icy roads." And Sally Mae said, "Oh, we'll be fine. I'll take it easy.
If you could wait till I'm done feeding cattle, you could take the pickup."
"I'd rather go now and get it over with. The weather tomorrow might be worse. We'll be fine."
They came to the gate. I was waiting on the other side, trembling all over with excitement and antiperspirant. Anticipation, let us say. I was trembling all over with joy and longing. My heart was beating a wild rhythm in my chest. My tail whipped back and forth with such vigor, I could hardly keep from staggering around. I mean, we're talking about broad, joyous swings on the tail section. My eyes were shining with doggy devotion. My ears were perked, and my lips had formed themselves into a smile that said, "Here I am." I waited. I tried to be patient, but hey, this was tough. Loper opened the gate for his wife. She stepped through the opening. Perfect. I went into deep crouch and sprang upward, throwing all my devotional so-forths right into the middle of her.
"Hank, get down!"
"Huh?" Okay, maybe I got carried away and threw a little too much devotion into the procedure because she... Well, the weight of my enormous body seemed to cause her to stumble backward, you might say, while I fell back into the snow. But you know me, I'm no quitter. I picked myself off the ground and went straight into the reload procedure. I recoiled my hind legs and prepared to,
"Hank, for crying out loud, get away!"
That was Loper's voice, and it sounded a little... well, harsh, even angry. Oh, and he kicked snow at me. What was the meaning of... They all glared down at me. Everyone but little Alfred, that is. And he was laughing. Fine boy. But the rest of them, yipes. Their eyes burned holes in me. My ears began to melt. My tail began to sag. Sally Mae stepped forward and stuck her face right next to mine.
"Don't jump up on me. I don't like that. No, no, no."
Well, gee, I'd only been trying to... I mean, they'd been inside the house all night without a loyal dog, and I just thought... Oh, brother. Well, her face was right there in front of my nose, and I was suddenly seized by the thought that... Hey, the least I could do would be to give her a juicy lick on the face, right? So...
"Stop that! Get away from me!